Hi, I'm KALW News Director Ben Trefney, and I want to let you know that we are in our spring membership drive. So I want to invite you to support KALW. We are listener-supported radio, and so we're asking for your help right now. Please go to the website and click Donate Now. It's at kalw.org. You'll feel good about it, and we will too. Thanks.
KALW.
California has some of the toughest workplace safety laws in the country, but that doesn't mean people don't get hurt. Hundreds of Californians are killed at their jobs every year in preventable accidents, and Latino workers are more likely to die at work than anyone else. KALW's Teresa Katsarillas reports immigrant workers can be particularly at risk.
Abel Salcida Quinones, Amber Clark, Amurfo Alcala
Correa. George Rang is speaking to a small crowd in Oakland's Frankagawa Plaza in the middle of a makeshift altar. She's with the labor rights organization WorkSafe. Dozens of framed photographs are propped up on the plaza steps, portraits of Californians who've died at work in the past 2 years.
In 2017, we lost 376 workers. That's more than one worker a day.
There's the tree trimmer who fell from a 30-foot sycamore, the construction worker buried by a collapsing wall, and the Uber driver who was killed when a van drove the wrong way up Highway 101.
Have you ever been hurt on the job?
Yes, I have.
Anthony Nuanez stopped by in his lunch break to pay his respects. He's a member of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades.
So we're in the construction industry, walking under scaffolds, walking on top of scaffolds, being around open wires. When I first started, hard hats weren't mandatory.
I mean, let's see, where's
He points to the twin towers of Oakland's courthouse.
Okay, so I worked on that in the 80s. We were in tennis shoes, or there was nobody telling you to put on your safety glasses.
These days, Anthony says, employers are required to provide safety trainings. Construction companies also have to keep first aid kits on hand and provide workers with a certain amount of shade and water to prevent heat stroke.
It has improved a lot over the years.
But if you're a non-union worker, like a day laborer...
They definitely rob from them with the underground economy, paying them cash and stuff like that. Not paying into their workman's comp. If they do get injured, they're on their own. You know, nobody cares about them as much. And it ain't right.
Es muy duro. Al fin de todas las cosas, es un trabajo honrado.
Mario Pina recently started his own landscaping business. But before that, he was an hornalero, or day laborer, waiting on a street corner to be picked up for jobs. The work's tough, he says, but it's honorable, and it's been a game changer for his family in Mexico.
Ahora tengo mis hijos profesionistas.
He's put all three of his sons through college. One is an engineer in graphic design, another's an architect. Anthony, the construction worker, told me he didn't personally know anyone killed on the job. Mario can think of plenty of people. I saw someone fall out of a tree he was trimming, he says. When the ambulance arrived, they announced him dead at the scene.
Es un temor tan grande.
I trim trees too, Mario says, so it was terrifying to go back to work the next day. It's hard to work psychologically.
He visto cómo se cortan los dedos.
He says, I've seen day laborers cut their fingers on lawnmowers and chainsaws, and I know people who've died in work-related car accidents. In 2007, about half of all workers killed on the job in California were Latino. Latinos are overrepresented in construction, landscaping, manufacturing, dangerous blue-collar jobs. And throughout the U.S., the majority of Latinos killed on the job are also immigrants. A lot of newcomers just don't know what their rights are. And according to both Cal OSHA officials and day labor advocates I talked to, most day laborers aren't given safety trainings on the equipment they're asked to operate. Mario finds this really frustrating.
Yo fui militar.
I was in the Mexican military, he says. It took them 6 months to train me on those guns because they knew I'd get killed if I wasn't trained. Why should training on these machines be any different?
Porque automáticamente... me mandan a entregarme a mí a que me maten si no llevo un entrenamiento.
Mario says that day laborers need to know what their rights are and insist that their employers adhere to Cal OSHA regulations. Studies suggest that unionized workers suffer fewer workplace fatalities than non-unionized workers. But while some low-wage immigrant workers do join unions, some day laborers are afraid that employers could use their immigration status to retaliate against them if they organize too publicly. According to day labor organizers, other workers face language barriers or can't afford the union dues. On May 1st, International Workers' Day, Mario heads over to the Oakland Workers Collective to eat a sandwich lunch and practice chants for an afternoon protest.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
A crowd of day laborers, domestic workers, and community activists are decorating neon protest signs at a fold-out table. Day labor centers like this one connect workers with organizations that ensure their safety. We walk together to Fruitvale Station and take BART to Frankagawa Plaza.
You'll do some good work up there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This time, the plaza is crowded. Aztec dancers are performing next to picnicking families, and this one guy's handing out communist newsletters to a Brazilian capoeira troupe. Activists are making bilingual speeches about labor rights and immigration. Mario is waving a Mexican flag. He marches in this protest every year, and he hopes one day it won't be necessary. In Oakland, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis for Cross Currents.
Teresa is KALW's immigration reporter. You can reach her at immigration@klw.org.